T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 on a Friday morning. 36 degrees. It's cloudy and breezy out there this morning, a bit like winter. President Trump saying he's not concerned about the prospect of being impeached.
Only two U.S. presidents have been formally impeached by Congress, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. And President Trump telling reporters that he's not bothered that impeachment could be part of his legacy.
No, not at all. It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
A simple majority in the House is all that's needed to formally impeach a president, but only if two-thirds of the Senate find the president guilty of the crimes laid out in the articles of impeachment is the president removed from office. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The fundamentals are working in favor of drivers this week at the pump. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says failure to make a trade deal with China may actually help those looking to drive long distances in the coming weeks.
Global prices fell last week amid continued concerns about trade talks among China and the United States not yet being resolved. So as those tensions persist, you know, we could see crude oil prices drop further.
Now, if that happens, it will mitigate the increased holiday driving demand and keep gas prices down.
A Wichita nonprofit dedicated to helping people with intellectual disabilities is growing.
Thursday, Starkey Incorporated broke ground on its new multi-million-dollar life enrichment building. The new project will provide a modern, renovated facility for the more than 500 people the organization serves. Starkey officials thank the community partners, individual donors, companies, and foundations that pushed the organization's fundraising over their $4 million goal. Construction on the building is expected to be completed by 2021, at which point the Morrison Building will be renovated for Starkey's Gateway program. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Wichita's public golf courses are now on a winter rotation. Troy Hendricks, the city's golf division manager, says every week from now through February, one of the four public courses will be closed.
What that's allowing us to do is to give our maintenance staff a chance to do some things on the courses that they can't do. It also allows us to cut some of our expenses at the golf courses. By doing it over this four-month period, we're able to save a significant amount of money in our business costs for the golf division.
Even with only three courses open through November, the number of rounds played was up 41% over last year when there were five courses open.
A customer takes aim at fast food workers for getting her order wrong.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee, arresting a 20-year-old woman they say pulled a gun on workers at a McDonald's restaurant because she was given ketchup instead of jelly with her drive-thru order last week. Asia Vester, now charged with aggravated assault and illegal possession of a weapon. Police say she took aim at the employees after arguing about the lack of jelly with her order. Surveillance video led police to the woman. Prosecutors say the weapons charge was filed because Vester is too young to legally possess a gun in Tennessee. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cold high pressure is building in across the Central Plains, and that's bringing our temperature down significantly compared to what it's been like this week. Windy this morning with a high 44. Clear and not as breezy tonight, our low 28. Sunny and 52 on Saturday, with Sunday's high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy sky, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour, 36 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and tonight at Intrust Bank Arena.
Yep.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra performing. Would you like to go? Would you? I've got a pair of front row tickets.
Front row.
Right now, 869-1330. Call us. 869-1330. Call us right now if you'd like front row tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight.
Sweet.
At Intrust Bank Arena. All right. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted. As we await the caller, we're going to chat a little bit about the fact that Textron is apparently laying off some people here in Wichita. They haven't said how many. There are not going to be people apparently out on the production line. And the point being made, the first thing I reacted to yesterday, and then I saw everybody else
jumping in after I react. No, my reaction to Shelley was, when we were learning about this at home, was to say, hey, you know, we've got other jobs available here in town. So maybe these folks who are losing their jobs here just before Christmas will be able to find something else quickly and, you know, transition right on to the other aircraft plant. And the mayor pointed that out in his soundbite as well, didn't he? That we are in a position here where if you know something about aircraft and if you've got some background and you've had a job for a while, chances are you can hook on at Spirit or Bombardier, one of the other aircraft companies.
Well, yeah, we hope those engineers and business support folks can find something else pretty quickly.
Well, you know, it's
not easy going through this time of year or any time of year.
It's bad to do
a job.
Yeah, it's bad to do something like this right before Christmas, but it seems like over the years that's been the timing of a lot of these layoffs. My first job in radio, I'll never forget that. I was told my services were no longer needed on December 10th.
Oh, my.
And my young wife and I almost went into a panic, but we were able to find employment pretty quickly after that, so things worked out. And the place I went to work at the end of December was terrific.
Well, there you go.
So I stayed there for 10 years.
Another window opened.
I always say a window opens, one closes, and another one opens. 869-1330. We're still waiting for somebody to call, I guess. We've got the front row tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight at Interest Bank Arena. Steve and Ted. Ted, did you see this? This is my new...
Oh, there's your Fitbit.
That's my Fitbit.
I
birthday present from my wife, Shelley. And, of course, we had a huge to-do yesterday afternoon as she was trying to get me all wired in with you. You have to go on the internet, you know, and program the watch.
Okay.
So I'm used to just an open-faced, you know, watch with the dials on it.
I've seen you wear...
Forever.
Yeah,
since I was 16 years old. Well, this one you actually have to turn your wrist. And there, see?
That's already labor-intensive.
You folks out there, you can't see this. But if I do this, I swipe up like that, it tells me that my blood pressure is 60.
Okay.
Now, it's been 60 for about 48 hours now, so I'm wondering if that's working very well. I put in 600 steps today.
Which means what?
I don't know. Shelley was telling me you need to try to get in about 12,000 to do yourself any good. So I think I'm going to let you do the last 45 minutes of the show while I walk up and down the hall.
Pace
so that I can
around the room.
I can do something with my Fitbit. Anyway, it's kind of neat. Now, you want to go back to the first position? There you go, 738 now.
Okay. Whoa, man.
You know, we've
you're fancy. Look at you, high tech over there.
Talked about this before. You don't really wear a watch. You're not a guy who's a slave of the wristwatch, but I am, and always.
I used to. I guess once I got a cell phone, I stopped wearing a watch.
You kind of got out of the habit then, huh? All right. 7:38 now, Steve and Ted, and it is going to be. We were talking about sports a minute ago, and it's a great weekend in sports. We'll reiterate that a little bit coming up, but we also have in the next hour we've got Mitch coming on. Mitch Holtis,
We always check in with Mitch on Friday mornings and get a preview of the game. Of course, Chiefs Patriots on Sunday. Mitch getting ready to go to Boston for big game Sunday afternoon.
It's going
to
be a huge,
which you can hear right here on KNSS.
Huge game. 7:39 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. This is George with us this morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing better now. I have tickets.
You mean you were in a bad mood until you got the tickets, huh?
Well, no, I was going to work.
Oh, work. Yeah, we've heard of that.
Work.
We try not to do that much around here. But, we got a couple of front row tickets for you to go and see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight. Are you a big fan of TSO?
Oh, yes, and so is the wife.
Are you going to take her along, too?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's big of you.
I want somewhere to live afterwards.
So who buys it? You're going to buy the T-shirts and all that, I'm sure. You're going to get some popcorn, right? So I'm an extra large if you want to buy a T-shirt for me. George, are you a Steve and Ted listener? I just want to ask you for...
Always.
Okay.
Every day going to work and at work.
Okay. Well, good.
Ooh.
We're not going to ask you where you work because you could be chastised. Your boss could say, hey, you got to be careful. Huh?
I drive, so...
Oh, well, you drive, so... You don't have a boss? Okay. All right. That's good.
FedEx.
Well, be careful. My goodness gracious.
Busy man.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, this is your busy season, too.
Yes, it is.
You wear a back brace or anything? I don't know why. It's none of my business.
No.
Do they have
just to? Just have to lift right.
Okay. And you got to bend your knees, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So are you going to be able to not work tonight so you can go see the TSO?
Oh, yes. Right. I'll get the time off.
All right, George.
George, have you ever sat in the front row at a concert?
Once.
What was it?
Johnny Cash and June Cash.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow. Yeah. I'll bet that was a good one.
That was great.
Yeah. Well, the only place I ever get set in the front row is at murder trials. And, you know, that's a little different. Hey, listen.
Yes,
hey, first, thank you for listening. And you guys have a great Christmas at your house. And enjoy the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tonight with your wife. And thanks for listening. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. All appreciate right. it.
Thank you, George.
Do we need George to hold on?
Yeah
hold on
hold
the line,
on, George,
while we get you information how you can get those tickets. All right. Cool.
7:41, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is coming up. He's going to talk about the best places to work. How about that?
There you go.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.